Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Carson McCullers, the member of the wedding, directed by Gay Taylor Upchurch, is running on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 19th. Set in the South on the eve of a family wedding in 1945, housekeeper Bernice Sadie Brown tries to calm the nerves of her 12-year-old charge, Frankie, a tomboy, lonely and uncertain, struggling to feel a part of something. McCullers' novel was published in 1946, and the author adapted the story for the stage, where it opened on Broadway in 1950. Rosalind Ruff plays housekeeper Bernice Sadie Brown. Ruff is an accomplished television, film, and stage actress with Broadway credits that include Romeo and Juliet with Orlando Bloom and Condola Rashad, and All the Way with Bryan Cranston. Rosalind, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was it about this play that made you want to come and share your talents at Williamstown this summer?
I love Carson McCullers. And this play was brought to my attention maybe 2 years ago. I know Williamstown was interested in doing it, and I did a reading. Hadn't thought about it, but I had done a play of Carson McCullers previously, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, so I was in love with her world and her words, but not really familiar with Member of the Wedding. But as I was invited to read it, I read it, and I was just astonished by how timeless and relevant it is without having to do anything more to it to try and make it relevant mm-hmm. to 2018. Yeah.
The fact of that matter is kind of devastating too, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The play is
also just, the trajectory of the human spirit with, the character I play, Bernice, and also Frankie, just some of the things that they're going through personally, on a human level are just still things that people go through to this day, and the way in which she describes them on such a profound kind of visceral level is just mind-blowing that, from the time she wrote it.
What is it about Carson McCullers' character creation and language that appeals to you?
I love poetic language, and it's very poetic. Both of my parents were from the South, South Carolina and Tennessee, and anytime I get to play a character with such colorful language that I heard in my home, I'm particularly drawn to it. But yes, she has such lovely poetry. And trying to memorize some of these lines, one sentence can have just the wording and the word placement. The rhythm is so specific that when you get off, you know it because it doesn't sound right. But when have the words exactly and and it flows, it makes complete sense, and it's almost like music to the ears.
The Member of the Wedding was a novel first. Carson McCullers adapted it herself for the stage. Did you read the novel? And if you did, does the novel tell you even more about your character that you can quietly bring to what is on the page of the script? Or do you just stick to the script so that you can act what is on those pages?
I'm one of those. There are some actors who don't like to do that. They just like to stick to what's in front of them, but I love any background information that I could possibly get on characters or things that are not necessarily included in the script, but it's just good information to know. So I absolutely, read the novel.
I hope this question isn't too silly, but when I was reading the script, I was curious about this. Your character has a glass eye. She wears an eye patch or has a glass eye. Does that present any kind of acting challenge? Is there anything you have to keep in mind?
There are so many, tangents we can go off on and talk about it. But absolutely, the character wears an eye patch for like the first 19 pages of the show. And, and it comes off at a point. And you absolutely, it changes your perspective. Mm-hmm. Once I put that eye patch on before I go upstairs, and if I'm still reading things or looking over the script, you hold a piece of paper a certain way to try to read. When people are talking to you and you turn your head, it's different. So I try to be mindful of that once the eye patch comes off. And, she puts the glass eye in on stage. I try to be mindful that she can't see out of this right eye. But, it's a big deal for me in that this is a woman who has been married 4 times, and those were just the marriages, and has had other relationships. And, one of her last husbands actually was responsible for her losing her eye. And, the thing is she hasn't given up. on love. She hasn't given up feeling like a, you know, sensual woman who, you know, one of her lines is she has, I have as much right as anybody else to continue to have a good time as long as I can, you know? So I find that fascinating and interesting, and it's something for me to hold on to, you know, because I don't think that that's so much something that she thinks about, but obviously when other people see her, when, you know, the other characters on stage see her, because I do wear, you know, a blue contact lens, that, you know, be aware that this is a woman who has lost an eye due to her search for love, but she still hasn't given up, you know, on life or love.
You are a major, major character in the play on stage for all or almost all of the action. And that is wonderful in a way. And I don't want to be too, I don't know, like basic about this, but it would be easy in a different story for the maid of the white family's house during a wedding for the audience to not learn anything about her. But we learn so much about you, like you've been saying, so much about the character, about her previous love, her first love, and her pursuit of that afterward. Is that part of what about the story appealed to you as an actor as well?
Oh, sure. Because I think for stories of this time period, especially from, you know, a writer who is not of the same race, you know, it's lovely to me to see how she tapped into this particular woman and is exposing certain parts of her, you know, life and her being that I can completely understand and relate to.
Productions at Williamstown have to, by virtue of the length of the season, go up pretty quickly. You don't have a very long rehearsal period or time to tech, and then the run isn't very long either. As you prepared before you got together with everybody and then started working, has there been anything about actually executing the show that has surprised you?
I think I'm always surprised that it has actually come together. Because I can totally be one where the glass is half full, standing in the middle of rehearsal, like, how is this going to happen? Because it feels like, you know, this is going to be a hot mess. But somehow, you know, and I've been in other productions where we've had time that it's felt like that.
Sure.
But this is absolutely a very specific situation. And it's challenging. You know, it's a lot of words. And as you said, my character does not have a lot of time off stage. There's only a brief a bit of time at the end of Act One. That she's not on stage. So, you know, there's a ton of stage business to learn, a ton of lines, you know, just trying to learn to, you know, rub your stomach and pat your head at the same time.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe in the stage directions how specific it's like. At one point, you have to, while delivering all these lines and trying to understand Frankie as she is having an adolescent crisis, you have to make cookie dough.
Oh, yeah. Cookie dough, I make a meal at the top of the show. There's quite a bit of food and kitchen business and dishes and, you know, going on. But I love it. I mean, it's not the first time that I've had to do that. And it's actually quite beautiful to have that challenge and overcome it, because it's like, you know, you're trying to create natural life on stage. But it is absolutely... it can be a headache in the beginning to try to get all of that together.
Bernice is very close with Frankie and with her cousin, John Henry. How do you develop the relationship with your fellow actors? So how does that closeness get built into your interactions?
You know, it differs from project to project, but luckily, you know, I have two wonderful castmates where I think we all just kind of bonded from the beginning, you know, over the story first and foremost, and then knowing, you know, for a lot of these scenes, we just have the three of us. So just with the task at hand and having strong feelings for the story that we were telling and feeling a certain amount of responsibility, I think we just, and not putting any pressure on it, it just happened that the three of us just kind of have this natural little bond that we've built through the course of rehearsal for this play.
The member of the wedding runs on the main stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 19th. After the show closes, what is next for you, if you know?
I don't know. I have a break coming up.
That's nice.
That. I have what we call an actor's vacation because it's been, I came straight from one play, an off-Broadway show, right into this. So, you know, theater is a lot of work, and I'm looking forward to have a couple of weeks break to just kind of catch my breath.
Rosalind Ruff, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy your break after the show closes.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Rosalind Ruff plays Bernice Sadie Brown in Carson McCullers, the member of the wedding at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 19th. WTFestival.org for more information. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable.